increases and academic priorities that the state has set. The University of Illinois is one of only three in the country that own an airport with passenger service. Trustees say some changes need to take place with Willard Airport. It's seen a drop in activity over the last 3 years, though a U of I official says much of it is due to a depressed airline industry. Still, Mike Bass of the Office of Business and Financial Services says Willard may be better off under the control of a separate government agency, like a local airport authority.
That's not happening tomorrow. That's going to take, at best, probably 2 years to 3 years to get done correctly. But to be competitive with Peoria and Bloomington and others of that ilk, they all operate under an airport authority, which means they have access to a much larger basis of capital and revenue funding than we do.
Trustees also point out that other central Illinois airports get steady business from large corporations. Robert Vickery says it leaves Willard in an uncertain position.
And if we don't do something and start now, we're going to muddle along year after year after year, and Willard's going to continue into this area of the uncertain future.
Vickery also brought up Willard's daily parking fees where other airports have free parking. He wonders how much parking revenue winds up getting expensed back to the U of I from its employees. Bass says further analysis will help the university answer those questions. The Illinois Senate is not returning to Springfield to consider the latest developments on a statewide construction plan and tougher ethics laws. The House passed legislation on both issues yesterday. It voted to pay for construction by privatizing the state lottery, and it approved restrictions on campaign donations by government contractors. But an aide to Senate President Emil Jones says the Senate won't vote on those measures until its next scheduled session, November 12th, more than 2 months after the House acted. That could create problems with the ethics bill, which was part of a veto by the governor. Vetoes must be considered within 15 days or they're dead. But a spokeswoman for Jones, Cindy Davidsmeyer, says that means 15 days after the Senate holds its next meeting. Firefighters and students from the U of I Fire Service Institute were among those who came to Westside Park this morning to remember the 343 firefighters who were killed in the line of duty at the World Trade Center September 11, 2001. AM580's Jim Meadows reports.
Champaign firefighters marked the 7th anniversary of the September 11th attacks with the traditional ringing of a fire bell. Champaign Fire Department Chaplain John Sims spoke at the ceremony about his visit to Ground Zero in New York City 4 days after the attacks. He told about meeting the family of a Brooklyn firefighter who had been killed in the collapse of the World Trade Center's North Tower.
And as this firefighter's daughter, Becky, 14 years old, started pounding on my chest, shouting, "Why did Dad die?" She came up to me afterwards and she said, "Chaplain, I know why my dad did that. That's the kind of man he was. That's the kind of man he was. Indeed, that's the kind of individuals you and I hope to be."
Sims said the fact that firefighters went willingly into the burning World Trade Center to rescue those inside was evidence that firefighting is not simply a job, but a vocation. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Lincoln Square Village in Urbana, the same square with a new angle, now with shops, offices, activity, and dining facilities, including Pretty Nails and Mr. John's School of Cosmetology.
At 4:33, let's take a look at the weather. Showers and isolated rumbles of thunder continued to form and move over portions of central Illinois through the afternoon. One current cell is over eastern McLean County. Areas along the Interstate 55 corridor, though, reported between 1 and 3 inches of rainfall through this afternoon. Some locations northeast of Lincoln could see even more rain before tonight. Now, the rain has moved out of some of the areas that are under a flash flood warning at the moment. That includes the northwestern part of Sangamon County, northern Logan County, southwest McLean County. Those areas were all under a flash flood warning until 5:15 this afternoon after that rain moved through. The warning also includes northeast Morgan, southeast Cass, all of Menard, southeast Mason, and southeastern Tazewell counties. That's a flash flood warning until 5:15. Rest of the area seeing rain, especially from Champaign and Vermilion County north. Mentioned the cell in McLean County for northern Vermilion, northern Champaign counties all getting shower activity now. The forecast calls for the rain chance to continue overnight tonight, maybe a few isolated thunderstorms. Cloudy tonight. A chance of better coverage of rain overnight tonight, the low 65. For tomorrow, Mike Sola says cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms continuing and a high of 78 degrees. Tomorrow's winds will be light from the south to southwest, 3 to 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy and muggy with some showers and thunderstorms and a low only down to 68. Saturday, mostly cloudy, warm and humid, a few showers and thunderstorms, more numerous during the late afternoon, the high of around 80. Then Sunday, rain and thunderstorms again as we see some of the remnants of possibly Hurricane Ike, some heavy rainfall likely and a high of 73. 73 on Friends Plaza at 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The media have clamored to hear from Sarah Palin in interview form. All the wait is up. This evening, ABC News airs the first in a series of conversations with the Republican vice presidential nominee. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us. And David, ABC has started releasing excerpts of these interviews. Charlie Gibson interviewing Sarah Palin in Alaska. What have we learned?
That's right. We're just starting to see some excerpts. It appears as though the first interview with Governor